Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Yes, I am still having the throat here, but that's okay because I'm not going to be doing most of the talking this time. Because now we get to hear from a master storyteller, a writer that, with all the stuff that he covers, I don't really think he has a peer out there. And I'm talking about the biggest writer from the biggest website. His name is Dean Weingarten. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you. Far better than I deserve.
And we start off, you just keep adding to the database, don't you? You've got two. We're going to talk about two today, but here is another bear encounter, except this was not with a gun.
Yeah, and that's what makes the story fascinating. And I became aware of this story about the time it happened, which was in 2006, so that's about 16 years ago. And it was on July 20th, and the person involved, the same as Tom Tilley of Waterloo, Ontario, in Canada, and he was on a scheduled canoeing trip with his dog, Sam, and he would do these just about every summer, and this was a 12-day trip. And a predatory black bear stalked them during a portage. Now, for those who are not familiar with canoeing terms, a portage is a pathway between two bodies of water. It's usually no more than a couple miles long. Some of them get a little longer.
A portage is another way of spelling pain, too, because you got to carry everything.
Yes. I'm using the pronunciation I grew up with in northern Wisconsin.
Sure, sure.
So you're probably correct.
No, I just the only reason I pronounce it that way is I watch a bunch of YouTubers that are from Canada, and they do a lot of canoeing as portage. So,
well, the Wisconsin is not quite on the Canadian border, but it's very close, and the pronunciation of the English speakers that are close to the Canadian border on the southern side around that area, and my pronunciation are very similar. And you could listen to somebody from northern Wisconsin, and very many times it's hard to distinguish them from a Canadian that's just a little north of the border there. So I suspect both pronunciations, like potato and potato, are correct.
Yes.
So this Tom is on this canoe trip. It's a scheduled 12-day canoe trip. That's a significant canoe trip. That isn't just going out for an overnight. It takes a fair amount of planning and supplies, and they're on this portage between two bodies of water. It's in a township that it was close to, I think, is Wawa, W-A-W-A. And I looked on the map, and that's not very far from Lake Superior. And it's about 400 miles north and a couple hundred west of Waterloo. So it's about a 600-mile trip by car because you have to jig around to get around the lakes, including Lake Superior, and to get there. So Tom Tilley's screen name on Free Republic, which is a conservative discussion website that I consider mostly my home on the Internet, and he uses the screen name of Kanawha. And his fight and victory with this bear was discussed there extensively, well over 1,000 different posts and replies on the website. With it. And it went on for about 14 years as we found out what happened in more detail. And essentially, Tom and his dog, Sam, were on this portage, this trail between two lakes. And they had already made three trips. Because if you're portaging things, you usually can't carry everything all at once. It requires multiple trips. Because you can carry a lot more in a canoe than you can carry on your back. So part of his stuff, including the canoe, was on one side of the portage, and a fair amount of the stuff was on the other side of the portage. And here this black bear, well, first off, the dog alerted, and Tom saw that there was something going on, and then he saw the bear. So the dog was already very helpful and important in alerting Tom that to the presence of this bear. And this bear was acting in a very predatory way. And that is, he kept his eyes sort of locked on Tom, and Tom stood up, you know, made sure he, and waved his arms, all the things you're supposed to do that should scare off a black bear. Now, this is out in the middle of the Canadian wilderness. So it's very likely that black bears out there have never seen a human before. So, and we do find that that is one fairly common situation for black bears attempting to predate on humans. Here is some new prey species to them. They've never seen it before. Sure seems noisy, and it doesn't seem to move very fast. Looks like it might be an easy meal. Now, fortunately, this does not happen real often. And when the bears do this, they usually approach somewhat cautiously, because they don't know if this new prey is dangerous or not. And this bear found out that it made a bad prey selection choice. So, the bear appears to him, he waves his arm, jumps, the bear goes back into the woods and the brush, but not like it's scared, it just disappears back in, and then it appears on the other side of him, blocking the way back to his canoe. And it's not very far away. Well, by this time, Tom had drawn his knife. It was a buck knife, model 119. It's a hunting knife, which has a 6-inch blade. It's kind of a, what I would think is a 6-inch blade, kind of a smallish, buoy-type blade with a blood groove. And it has a good cross piece guard on it. Muted, but very functional. And so he's drawn this knife. And the reason
hang on it, he has drawn the knife because we're coming up on the break. And another bear story from the only guy that I know out there keeping a database on these bear encounters. These are not attacks because this is a wild animal. This is not like they're, well, some of them are predatory, no doubt about it, but I digress. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he's got well over 2,100 articles there waiting for you at ammoland.com, biggest website of its type. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were getting the breakdown of how a A guy fought off a bear. I presume he fought him off, but I haven't heard the end
of
the story.
Well, why don't we continue the story?
Continue the story, please, yes.
So, we were at the point where this bear had moved from one side of Tom Tilly on the portage to the other and was not being scared away. And Tom, because he was carrying the knife specifically for protection against bears, had drawn his Buck 119 hunting knife with a 6-inch blade. And he was carrying that knife because he had read an article a few months earlier about how Jacqueline Perry was killed by a predatory bear, and her husband had attempted to fend off the animal, but all he had was a Swiss Army knife. And the Swiss Army knife wasn't up to the job. And as I recall, one of the problems was the Swiss Army knife attempted to close and cut his hand as he was trying to stab the bear. And most Swiss Army knives don't have blades longer than about 2 3/4, 3.5 inches. So it's hard to reach through what you need to get at a bear's vitals with that. So he had read this story, Tom Tilly had read the story, and he had encountered bears out on his canoe trips. They thought, you know, maybe I should have a knife that's a little bigger than a Swiss Army knife. And so, after talking with some of his friends, he had settled on this Buck 119 with the 6-inch blade. Now, this bear had appeared and was acting predatory, and he had drawn the knife. Now, he's on the trail. The bear went from one side of him to the other side of him, cutting off his retreat. Originally, his dog, Sam, was between him and the bear. Now the bear appears on the other side, and his dog, Sam, moves around him to get between him and the bear. I've seen pictures of Sam. I think it's called a Staffordshire, American Staffordshire. He's about a 70 pounds. So that's, to me, that's a middle to modestly good-sized dog.
Yeah.
You know, a big dog, 100 pounds or over, I think, and small dogs are probably under 40 pounds. So, that's just my classification. Everybody has that situation.
I'll fly with that one.
So, this dog is kind of a medium-sized dog. So, this dog gets in between the bear and Tom and just stands there. And the bear advances on them and pounces on the dog, grabbing it almost in the middle of the back. Well, Tom, as I had learned, had discussed with friends what to do if a bear, you know, confronted him or was attempting to get at him and the dog interfered. And the consensus was with the friends, well, run away. Let the dog sacrifice itself and get away. But Tom said, in reality, that wasn't a viable option because the bear, you know, was blocking the access to where he could get away. He's out in the middle of the wilderness, and what happens when the bear finishes off the dog? He said, all this just was like a flash. He hardly thought at all. He ran, jumped behind the bear, which is close, you know, it's just a few feet. And then he jumps on the back of the bear. He's already got the knife drawn, and he starts stabbing it Tarzan style. And his first stab, he said, sunk the 6-inch blade to the hilt in the bear's neck and was very satisfying. And he continued to stab it. He said, just after a few stabs, the bear started weakening significantly, and he continued to stab it until he was sure it was dead. Now, I'll tell you, that is some amazing things. And remember, the bear didn't have a hold of him yet.
Right.
It had a hold of his dog. But he said, no, I'm not going to let you kill my faithful dog. And he ran, probably no more than 4 or 5 steps, jumped on the bear and starts stabbing it and kills the bear with a 6-inch buck knife. And this was investigated. There were plenty of pictures. This is not some fairy tale that was made up. There was an official investigation. The Canadian authorities did a a necropsy on the bear. They found that the bear was probably very hungry. It was underweight. It was a 10-year-old bear, a male, and it was about 200 pounds, and they considered that underweight. 200-pound bear is still a big bear, and it's all muscle and meat and fur and not much fat on it because it was underweight. So that is where he killed the bear with his knife. And then he stopped there, dead bear. His dog is injured. He got a slight cut from when he was stabbing the bear. I saw one picture where he had a bandage on his, I think his right hand. And it appeared to me, and I haven't talked to Tom about this, we've just corresponded over the internet, that maybe his hand slipped on the blade a little bit at some point in this, half a minute of furious activity while he's stabbing the bear and trying to kill it to save his dog. But he did get a little cut, and it took a couple of stitches. So he goes out, they're trying to get out to get Sam, to get veterinary care for Sam, because he's got this bear bite, punctures on both sides of his back. And they get out to the other side of the portage where they started, where they came from, and then they're trying to paddle out, and they meet up with some Americans who have a satellite phone in 2006. And the Americans call the authorities, and they arrange for Sam and the dog to get transported more quickly back to the local town where they get some emergency care. And then Tom makes the decision to drive back to the nearest larger town to get more care. And he drives about, I think he drove all the way back to water. It was about a 6-hour.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hang on. Let me get you to hang on. So, and we'll get to the end of this. When we get back talking to Dean Weingarten, this article is there with 2,100 other articles just like it. Or this kind of article that he writes. Let's put it that way. The Weingarten type of article. We'll be right back. Amaland.com. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The numbers are in, and Cyber Monday set a record for sales. Online shoppers spent $11.3 billion, making Monday the biggest U.S. online shopping day in history. According to Adobe Analytics, the sales figure represents a nearly 6% increase over the last year and about 400% higher than an average online shopping day. President Biden spent part of his Tuesday touring a plant in Bay City, Michigan, that produces semiconductor chips and wafers for electronics and electronic vehicles. Following the tour, the president praises union workers.
You're the best workers in the world. You're the most I'm not being nice. You're the most qualified workers in the world.
In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 3 points to close at 33,852. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and I do have one question. I know that we were talking about the guy that he was trying to get some veterinary care for his dog and everything. Are they not allowed to carry a firearm into the woods in Canada?
You are correct. In Canada, it is almost impossible. It's not quite impossible. I have talked to a couple people who have wrangled it. If you professionally, in your work, are required to be in the Canadian wilderness, with considerable trouble and effort, you have, at least in the past, been able to get a permit to carry a pistol with you. But if you're not out there for employment, tough luck. You're not. It's virtually impossible to get a permit to carry out there unless you are professionally employed out there. So, in my opinion, this type of thing is exactly where you should be carrying a pistol. The portages are a lot of work, and they are a lot of weight. And a pistol is exactly suited for this purpose. You can get a relatively lightweight pistol. I mean, even a Glock 10 millimeter, it only weighs a little more than 2 pounds loaded. And that would have been perfect for this. I mean, heck, a 9 millimeter would work. I would say in most black bear attacks that I read about, that they're predatory attacks, and that's the majority of them for black bears. The bears do not want to get hurt, because if a bear manages the bears so that when he's getting a meal, he gets hurt badly, he's not going to last very long. So I suspect that even relatively small caliber guns, if fired at a bear, and seriously wounding it, that bear will almost certainly run off. Black bears I'm talking about. But Tom did not have the option of carrying a handgun into the Canadian wilderness, at least not legally. And, of course, what happened in this case? Well, the officials investigated. Well, one of the first things they're going to do is they find a bear that's been shot. What did you shoot it with? What did you have? You're not allowed to have a pistol. Off to jail for you. Probably 10 years in the hoosegow. That's my guess. I don't know the exact official penalty range for Canadian possession of a firearm where it's not supposed to be, but I'm pretty sure it's a felony or their equivalent thereof. So, to get back to the story, it happened that this was the very first canoe trip that Tom had carried that buck knife with him. I think somebody was smiling on him. And he had very minor injuries. Then they got Sam back to the veterinarian, and the vet told Tom that Sam had not suffered real dangerous injuries because at that moment he was a little on the chubby side. He had something of a layer of fat underneath his skin, and so when the bear bit him, it kind of dislocated the skin from that fat layer. And that kept the bear from really getting at the major meat and bones. And, of course, Tom jumping on the back of the bear and stabbing it probably caused it to release Sam fairly quickly. So they took him to the vet. He got essentially a lot of antibiotics. And he recovered fairly quickly. And Tom celebrated Sam's 14th birthday. Wow. 9 years later.
Wow.
In 2015. And then Sam was getting 14, getting pretty old for a dog. A lot of dogs, not all dogs, but it's a reasonably old age for a dog. Especially the bigger dogs tend to die earlier. So Sam died in July of 2017, so that's about 11 years after he Tom fought the bear. He could no longer walk, and wasn't willing to eat, and so Tom, with great regret, put him down, but it was the humane thing to do. And so a lot of people, you know, said that Tom fulfilled his obligation as a dog owner. You don't just abandon your dog. Dog and humans have fought on the same side for, I don't know, what's it, 20,000, 30,000 years, some archaeologists say. And we've grown together, you know. We're symbiotic to each other. It's not all one-sided. And just as an aside, these predatory attacks by black bears are not real common. Yeah, they kill a couple of people a year, usually. And, of course, aside from the ones that are killed, there are quite a few people that get away with injuries. I think it's about roughly, you know, 6 or 7 to 1 injuries to fatalities. And there's probably 5 times that many where the people kill the bear before the bear is able to injure them at all. Because in the United States, where there's lots of black bears, and in significant parts of Canada, and I'll include Alaska, because they have a neighborhood of 100,000 black bears up there, too. When the bears start acting frisky up in Alaska, they get shot and killed. So I suspect that there are many more shot and killed than we ever hear about because the human is not injured. But even if you take all those bears that act aggressively towards humans and you shoot them all and kill them all, they're just a tiny fraction of the overall black bear population. Most black bears leave you alone. They don't want to be messed. They don't want to get in trouble with humans. And, you know, they leave you alone. And they usually run away when they encounter a human. But those small fractions that take it upon themselves to believe humans might be prey should be killed. And then they're taken out of the population, and the genetic composition of the population stays the same, where black bears don't like to mess with humans. And those numbers of bears are so tiny in, compared to the overall population, that you couldn't even measure the effect on the bear population if you tried to, from those removing those bears. So I think it's much better policy to kill black bears that are acting aggressively than it is to try to annoy them with pepper spray and hope they go away.
Right. Well, we're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, you think you can tell the whole story of this next bear attack?
Ooh, yeah. Well, it's tough to get it in all. I can kind of get an abbreviated version in.
Well, what about instead of doing the bear attack, let's talk about the restraining order. We'll save the bear attack.
Oh, that's
Friday.
A good. Yeah, I love that. That's a great story. I hope I did it justice when I wrote it.
Very good.
We'll talk about that.
Very good, sir. And you can find this. You can find this article that we're talking about with the black bear and everything else at ammoland.com. Dean is the biggest writer there. And, well, he's
that's pretty good. 20, back a little bit.
2,100 article, 2,100 plus articles there waiting for you. I had to think about that for a second. Because I said 2,000 for so long, I'm just getting used to
it. Yeah, right. You know, it
about
takes
the time
a while
I get
to get
that,
100 articles
out. About the time I get used to that, it'll be 2,200. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's probably true.
This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we have an article here that is a interesting one. Simply because they're always trying to add to the restricted persons list, if you will, of people that can't buy guns, and we find something that has been overturned. Tell me about this.
Yes, well, in this year, in June, June 22nd, actually, the Supreme Court issued a decision that had been long awaited. The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. And it was the first, major decision that laid out clear requirements for how the Second Amendment is to be treated by the lower courts. Now, there was a previous decision in the decade before that called Catano, and that had pretty significant effects, but it's not considered as major as Bruin. And so Bruin it took almost more than a decade since the Heller and McDonald decisions to get to Bruin. But in June of this year, June 22nd, they did Bruin, and what happened in Bruin was that Judge Clarence Thomas wrote the decision. Now, he's my favorite Supreme Court judge. I mean, he's just justice, I should say. He's just brilliant, and he is honest, and he has integrity. I mean, all the things you want in a Supreme Court justice. So, he wrote the Bruin decision, and it basically said, look, the Constitution means what it means. You can't just change it by saying you want to change it for a judge. It is not a living document. The meaning is the same now as when it was written. So the way that we interpret the Constitution is we look at what the people meant when they ratified it, back when it was ratified, and for the Second Amendment, that was when the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791. He says you look at what people meant and understood it to mean in 1791, and that's what it means today. With a little bit of wiggle room, because it was incorporated to the states with the 14th Amendment in 1868. So you look a little bit at 1868 and what people thought about it then, too. But you don't just say, oh, the government has a really strong interest in doing this because I, as a judge, think the government should have a strong interest in doing this, and therefore we get to ignore the Second Amendment. That's not the way it works. And he emphasized that the Second Amendment is a full-fledged member of the Bill of Rights, not a second-class right. So, the lower courts, most of them, have actually been doing what the Supreme Court told them to do. I mean, some people may say that's a surprise. Well, we don't expect judges to actually do what they're supposed to do. Why, we expect them to do what they politically want to do. No, they're actually following the Bruin decision. And what we had was that this month, on the 10th of November, a judge following the Bruin decision had found that part of the controversial Lautenberg Amendment, which was passed in 1996, was unconstitutional because the Lautenberg Amendment said anybody who's ever been convicted of domestic violence can no longer have a gun, which, of course, is a direct infringement on the Second Amendment. And part of that was that if you were even issued a restraining order, which are usually pretty easy to get in divorce cases and custody battles and things like that, you're not allowed to possess a gun. And so this was Judge Counts in the Western District of Texas, Pecos Division. And the case was USA v. Perez Galan. And what happened was that Mr. Perez Galan had been at near the border. He stopped as a truck driver. And he said, "Oh, guys, I've got a pistol in the car and in the truck. I've got a, you know, I can't cross with it," or I don't know exactly. But he volunteered that he had a pistol. And they arrested him. They found when they did a search that he had a restraining order against him. Well, federal law, and it's 18 U.S.C. section 922G8, says it shall be unlawful for any person who is subject to a court order that was issued after a hearing as such person received notice at which such person had opportunity to participate, restrain such person from harassing, stalking, a restraining order in a domestic violence case, essentially. Or that a restraining order that claims that this person is a domestic violence threat. Now remember, this is not a court case. Nobody has been convicted of anything. All that has to happen is that a person was told, well, there's going to be a hearing here and you can be there. But if it's inconvenient or he doesn't get the order in time, you know, a lot of things can happen. And what happened on this case was that he didn't he still had possession of a pistol. So they said, "You're in violation of the law, and we're charging you with a felony." Well, he refused to plea bargain it. So he got appointed an attorney, and they appealed the case to the federal district court. What first happened is with the district court, Judge Count said this violates the Second Amendment because there's no history of people having their Second Amendment rights taken away because of a restraining order. This only happened in 1996. It's way recent. And there's no historical record of this back in 1791 or 68. So he said it violates the Second Amendment. So then on November 15th, the U.S. United States Attorney appealed the case to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So what I'm saying is that the Biden administration's been put in a box by the Constitution and Judge Counts. The guidance from Justice Clarence Thomas is clear. There's no historical record of widespread, sustained, culturally accepted restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms from 1791, or maybe you could fudge a little to the 1868 when the 14th Amendment was ratified. It's an unconstitutional infringement. Well, there is no such historical record for restraining orders. So, the leftist media, I like to call it the dominant leftist media, says, this isn't anything about Second Amendment rights. This case is about making it unsafe for women. But that's not the way it works in reality from what I have seen. What I have seen is that divorce lawyers and custody battles and things like that, one of the parties, and mostly women, I would say, but I've seen it the other way too, will say, look, let's get a restraining order on this person. That'll trim their jets. That'll take up a lot of their time and resources, and they won't be able to defend themselves as well. So it's a great strategy as a tactic to claim that there's a domestic violence threat and get a restraining order.
Right.
And I've seen it happen.
We're running out of time, Dean. We'll have to pick this up on Friday, that and the bear story, the other bear story. And who knows what you got coming out between now and Friday. So thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I enjoy being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Check him out at Amaland.com, 2,100 plus articles. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.